Greece's parliament passed a crucial austerity bill early this morning in a close vote. The bill, which will further slash pensions and salaries, passed 153 to 128 in the 300-member parliament. The country's international creditors have demanded that the bill and the 2013 budget, due to be voted on Sunday, pass before they consider releasing an already delayed €31.5 billion instalment from Greece's €240 billion bailout. John Carr reports from Athens.
Prime Minister Samaras's pro-European New Democracy Party, with the help of most of the deputies of the socialist PASOK Party, saw the measures through. But during the debate yesterday evening, rioters hurled petrol bombs spiked with explosives at police, and police hit back with water cannon in the square outside the parliament building. Samaras made an impassioned appeal for the salary and pension slashing measures, saying they were necessary if Greece was not to slide out of the eurozone and into chaos. On the other side of the chamber, the left-wing Syriza party denounced the measures as impoverishing the Greek people and unconstitutional as well. A small coalition partner, the Democratic Left Party, in effect abstained, voting against the government, of which it's actually a member. The debate itself was hot and heavy, derailed at one point by parliament workers protesting the planned abolition of their special salary status. The government hurriedly backed down on that one, earning the scorn of many media commentators here in Athens. Few are expecting the measures to be actually thrown out. After all, on them hangs Greece's chances of getting a vital €31.5 billion tranche of bailout aid. But judging from the ugly mood of the Greek public and the bare majority that voted for the new round of austerity, most people feel that the tolerance for the Samaras government has been stretched very thin. I'm John Carr in Athens for Vatican Radio.